In the 1977 sci-fi movie Star Wars, the hero, Luke Skywalker, had to become the best version of himself to defeat the heavy-breathing antagonist Darth Vader and his Death Star, a doomsday weapon which could destroy Luke's home planet, Tatooine, in one evil stroke. Luke had to find strength and wisdom way beyond his years to defend his planet and destroy Darth Vader's apocalyptic agenda. Luke doubted himself. Nonetheless, he took a hero's journey and, eventually, after being taught by his elders, he and his rebels destroyed the much bigger and more weaponized Galactic Empire. I see the classic film as a fitting allegory for the current situation all Canadians, from the Pacific to the Atlantic to the Arctic, are ensnared in with U.S. President Donald Trump and his gaggle of unqualified sycophants in the White House. Include Elon Musk, who has voiced ideas informed from fascist leaders in history, for example Adolf Hitler and Vladimir Putin. Those totalitarian dictators were, and are, divisive and destructive forces the world hoped to never experience again. The Star Wars allegory continues when comparing Trump to Darth Vader in that the former wants to destroy Canada like Vader was trying to destroy Skywalker's home planet. Trump imitates Vader's destruction nature by choosing to open pristine Alaskan parks to big oil exploitation. Also, leaving the Paris Climate Accord and being strangely angry with the solar and wind power industries, which provide cleaner energy for future generations. Trump wants to, intentionally or not, destroy the planet like Vader's intentions with his Death Star in the classic film from the 1970s. If our Canadian identity is going to continue to exist in the shadow of Trump's dark version of America, we must be the strongest manifestation of Canada possible. Stronger and more together than we thought we could muster prior to all the illegally imposed tariffs which are intended to induce fear and anxiety in all sectors of the Canadian economy and society. As an individual can grow and strengthen from a young adult to a confident, mature human being ready to defend their values and loved ones, Canada can take that next step in our relatively short history as a sovereign country. A mix of anger and bewilderment with Trump will hopefully have a paradoxical effect and, instead of separating and weakening us, Canada will be stronger and more resilient to future threats against our peaceful, prosperous way of living. If we are going to remain strong and free in the shadow of Trump's dark vision, we must fight like Skywalker using all the good force of the universe. Trump's tariffs are intended to induce fear and anxiety in all sectors of the Canadian society and economy. Canadians are a peaceful population with the most beautiful, free and strong country in the world. We didn't start the fight, but we will finish it. Trump is playing dirty, however, if he wants to punch us in the face with tariffs and bullying language regarding annexing Canada, we will punch him back harder and smarter. Then make an unreal pass and score the winning goal in overtime. A Canada stronger, more united, will be the David who slew Goliath. We will be enjoying our beautiful place in the world long after Trump and his poisonous agenda are long gone and swept into the garbage bin of history. Robert Skender is a Kathet Region freelance writer and health commentator, and a regular contributor to The Peak. Join the Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.